You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Do visit our website, willag.org. Get yourself signed up for the Farm Assets Conference. That's next Tuesday in Normal, Illinois. Should be a great day. You can find all the details at farmassetsconference.com and a link on that or willag.org to purchase your tickets. Now we're joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us today.
Good afternoon. Indeed, a beautiful day out there, I guess.
It is a gorgeous day here in the Midwest. However, I'm wondering whether things will turn a little nastier in the future.
Well, you know, it's that time of the year. It's been this time of the year for a while, and we continue to get treated well with the spring-like conditions, it seems like. But, you know, we're going to see a fairly significant frontal boundary move across the Midwest here this weekend, and that will take the carpet out from underneath us, I guess, and we'll likely see a lot of wind and some cold air blowing at our faces, and we're going to kind of shudder at the thought that maybe winter is really here. But it probably won't last too terribly long. The cold is going to be primarily the weekend itself, and we'll probably see those temperatures rebound again fairly quickly next week back to an above-average range. So it's a quick cold slap in the face, and that's going to be about it. Now, if you're in the upper parts of the Midwest, it's a little bit different story. We're going to see a little bit of a winter storm. In fact, it's not just a little bit of one. A raging blizzard will occur this Friday across the upper Midwest, from the eastern Dakotas into parts of northern and central Minnesota, and we'll probably see some 3 to 9 inch snow accumulations and local totals getting up over 10 inches across northern Minnesota in particular, and we'll see a lot of wind blowing, and that wind will work its way all the way down into the heart of the Midwest. It'll be a northwesterly wind, and there'll be a bit of the wind chill around. The temperatures in the northern parts of the Midwest will fall back into the 30s and 40s for afternoon highs during the heart of the weekend, and the southern areas will probably be in the 40s and 50s. But that was a quick 1 or 2 days of that. Lows at night will certainly fall back into teens and 20s in the north and 20s in the south. So we'll, like I said, get a taste of winter, but right after that we will turn right around and warm ourselves back into 50s and maybe some 60s next week. So not much precipitation. There'll be a line of thunderstorms from Missouri to Michigan and Ohio, and they'll produce maybe a tenth to three-quarters of an inch of rain and last about 2 hours, and that's going to be it. We'll be back into the dry again.
A quick look at South America for me, please.
Looks like most of Brazil will continue to see a lot of rain in the north half of the production region as we go forward through the next 10 days. Maybe some local flooding eventually. The ground is becoming saturated. Southern areas are drying down. The interior south will probably go about a week and a half without much precipitation. Now, they've been wet, so the drying is going to be beneficial initially, but if it lasts into early December, that will change. So we'll watch real closely. And Argentina is doing much better with a lot less frequent and less significant rains, and the crops are looking fairly good there.
Hey, thanks, Drew, for all the information.
All right, have yourself a good day.
Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joins us on this Wednesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Listen to him again online at willag.org. There you'll also find a way to register for our Farm Assets Conference. It's just a few days away, next Tuesday in Normal, Illinois. The cost only $30, and if you're a farmer, you're reimbursed for that.